Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 308 and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. This is just a really quick episode where I share what I have on my meal plan for the upcoming week, just in case maybe you need some ideas for something that you want to make or you just need some inspiration. All the recipes that I share in this episode can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. Well, not every single recipe. Some things don't have a recipe, they're just kind of some things that I make, but for the most part, there's a website that most of the recipes that I make come from. So I always leave the meal plan that matches up with the week for each week's episode, and then the links to any recipe websites I might mention with the link to the exact recipe can be found in that weekly blog post. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, June 4th. So for Saturday, I'm doing Parmesan crusted pork chops, which is from allrecipes.com. So the last time I talked about making this recipe, I had said that I cooked it in the baking dish like the recipe calls for, and then afterwards I took the pork chops out and then put them under the broiler because they weren't quite crispy when I did them in the baking dish. But what I did last time instead was, instead of putting them in a baking dish, I put them just on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper, and they came out really good and I didn't have to do that extra step of putting them under the broiler afterwards. So this is basically just a pork chop that is dipped in egg and then like dredged in Parmesan cheese, so that it's basically just like a breaded pork chop but with Parmesan cheese instead of breadcrumbs. So we're having that, and then for a side, one of the sides, I'm doing chili rice casserole, which is also from allrecipes.com. I haven't made this in a really long time, but I do think I made it once. I wanted to try something different for a side dish, but it's basically like instant rice with cream of celery soup, a can of green chili peppers, sour cream, and cheddar cheese, and you just bake it, so it's kind of like another rice casserole type dish. And then I'm also just going to do some crispy air-fried sweet potato wedges, which is from cookinglight.com, and this is basically just sweet potatoes cut up into wedges, seasoned, and cooked in the air fryer. So that's for Sunday. That was for Saturday. For Sunday, we're going to do air fryer whole chicken, which is from bellofthekitchen.com, B-E-L-L-E, of the kitchen. And this is really just a method of how to cook a whole chicken in your air fryer. And it comes up very similar to rotisserie chicken. So I haven't done that in a while. And then as a side dish with that, I'm going to do rainbow rotini salad, which is just like your typical rotini pasta salad. You know, it's got like peppers in it and cucumbers and broccoli and mushrooms and that type of thing, and then it's tossed with Italian dressing mix, or not Italian dressing mix, just Italian dressing. And that's all I'm doing for that because it has a lot of vegetables in it and stuff, so I'm not going to do a third side dish with that. I'm just going to do the chicken and the pasta salad on the side. For Monday, it's our hamburger night, which we do every other Monday. So this Monday, again, it's hamburger night, like I just said. So I'll be doing regular hamburgers, which I don't really have a recipe for. I just take ground beef and cook them in, form them into patties. And I will probably cook those on the grill now that the weather's getting nice. And then I'm also going to do best ever turkey burgers, which is from delish.com. I was making these for a while because one of my daughters wasn't eating ground beef, but she is now, so I'm debating if I'm going to keep making those. I might just kind of make them once in a while just for like another alternative if someone wants to have something different than a regular hamburger. So I will make them this week, and I made them last time. One thing to note, if you are going to make those, it calls for turkey and an egg and Worcestershire sauce, and for me, at least with the turkey that I used, I needed to add breadcrumbs to that mixture because otherwise it was way too like goopy and I couldn't hardly like put the burgers together for the turkey burgers. And then, like always, I'm going to be making the oven fresh seasoned potato wedges on the side from allrecipes.com. Last time it was kind of hot, so I didn't wind up actually baking them in the oven. I wound up taking the potatoes and just slicing them smaller, and then I cooked them in the air fryer. But with the potato wedges, you basically just take potatoes and cut them into wedges, and you toss them in a Ziploc bag with olive oil, onion powder, garlic powder, and Parmesan cheese. And you just bake them in the oven and they come out really good, super easy. Those I do on parchment paper also, because otherwise if you put them on foil, the potatoes wind up sticking to the foil and then you have to wind up peeling them off. So that's a pain in the neck. And then I'm just going to be doing a can of pork and beans with that meal also. Tuesday is our Taco Tuesday night. I mix it up with a bunch of different Mexican type dinners. This night it is actually tacos, so I don't really have a recipe to share for this one. We just do your typical taco meat. I use ground chicken, but I just cook up the meat and then I just, you know, put out shredded cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, avocados, and some hard shells and soft shells, and that's dinner for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we do seafood. Usually on Wednesdays, and I've been doing salmon, I have kind of a rotation going on here. I feel like it might be every 3 weeks, but we're on the salmon week, so I just buy frozen salmon fillets, and then I just brush them with olive oil, and then season them with smokehouse maple seasoning by McCormick, and I bake them in the oven at 450 for 10 to 12 minutes, and they come out perfect. And then I'm just going to serve that with some egg noodles and some frozen vegetables, whatever I happen to have on hand. I always keep some of those like steam fresh type vegetables that you can just throw in the microwave real quick. So that'll be a really quick, easy dinner. For Thursday, we usually either do breakfast for dinner or soup and grilled cheese, because that's the night I go grocery shopping. So I try and make the food prep a little quicker and easier. For this week, it's going to be even extra easy because I'm doing a crock pot soup. I'm doing slow cooker chicken taco soup, which is from allrecipes.com. So you basically put like chili beans and black beans and whole kernel corn and tomato sauce in a bottle of beer and diced tomatoes and taco seasoning and chicken breast. And then you just let it cook all day, and that's that. So dinner will be pretty much ready. I may or may not make grilled cheese sandwiches with this soup. I probably won't, because this one you actually serve with tortilla chips on the top, so it kind of is already really filling, so I don't know that we'll need grilled cheese sandwiches to go with that soup on Thursday. And the last meal of this meal plan is Friday, June 10th. So I'm going to be doing sausage and peppers for a dozen, which is from allrecipes.com. This is just a really super easy way to make sausage and peppers in like sauce. So we just throw them in the crock pot with a jar of sauce and peppers and onions sliced up. And then you just let it cook all day. You can use it to make sandwiches, but what I do is I use it as like a side. And then I'm going to make easy ravioli bake with that, which is from BettyCrocker.com. And that's just like a super quick baked ravioli dish that you just throw together by layering sauce, raviolis, and then sauce, again, mozzarella cheese, and then you do that twice, and then you just bake it in the oven. It does take a little time to bake, so if it winds up being a really hot day, might get your house a little bit warm. I probably won't continue making this through the summer, but I'm still in that transition period where I'm trying to remember what things I don't like to make during the summer and what things I normally make in the summer. So I'm kind of bringing things back a little bit at a time and getting rid of some of those longer oven type meals out. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And as I mentioned, you can find the blog post for this week's meal plan and all the previous ones, and also my regular Monday topic episodes on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And we do have a private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you're interested in joining, I would love to be able to talk to you over there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening, or just to share it with a friend if you think this is something they might be interested in. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That's what helps the show do better in search results when people are looking for something like this to listen to. There's also a link to financially support the podcast in the episode details if that's something you're interested in. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?